This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. 7 years ago, Jonesboro, Arkansas was transformed by one of those horrifying school shootings. And today, the community is roiled again by the event because one of the shooters is getting out of prison a lot sooner than most people would like. He's Mitchell Johnson, just turning 21 years old. He was 13 when he and 11-year-old Andrew Golden pulled a fire alarm at the Westside Middle School, waited for teachers and fellow students to gather outside, and then fired into the crowd. Four students and one teacher were killed. Many others were wounded, including 11-year-old Whitney Irving. Here she is shortly afterwards.
What they did was really bad. And if I had to forgive them, I wouldn't, because they've killed a teacher and four girls, and they injured me and my friends, and they broke a lot of people's hearts.
At the time of the shooting, Arkansas law prevented the state from holding the shooters past their 18th birthdays. The two boys were placed in federal custody under weapons charges until age 21. That's what Mitchell Johnson is today. He's getting out. We're joined by the Craighead County Sheriff, Jack McCann. Sheriff McCann, welcome to Day to Day. And what kind of impact is this release going to have? Is he coming back to Jonesboro?
I visited with his mother on the phone one day last week. She assured me that he is not coming back to Jonesboro or Craighead County.
Still, how do people there feel?
Very angry. A lot of anger, a lot of frustration. The short term that they have been in prison, no one feels that's fair. And I think the other big thing about this incident is, you know, neither one of these boys has ever made a statement. If they would ever at least try to explain it, I think that would help a lot.
His mother is a woman named Gretchen Woodard. She says that he has told her he's very sorry for this incident and wants to become a minister. Do people know that there?
That's been publicized here, yes, sir. By what he has been saying, what we're getting from the media, you know, hopefully he has been rehabilitated. You know, if he becomes a minister, that would be great. We just have to wait and see. Of course, in my opinion and in most people's opinion in this area, he should be in prison for at least the rest of his life.
There are news reports that you've offered protection to his mother. She still lives near the middle school. Why have you done that?
If he's not here, it's not a problem. Mrs. Woodard has two other sons. They have not had any problems since the shooting. But if he's here, then there would have been some problems.
Are you having any community meetings or anything to try to get people together and talk about their feelings, maybe try to make things better in some way?
No, sir. I think the general consensus is let's just leave it alone, you know, and just let time run its course.
You must regard this as a grave miscarriage of justice.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of words used to describe what happened out there. Homicide, murder. I call this a slaughter. And it's just hard for me to conceive someone can kill five people, wound 10 others, and do 7 years in prison. He has, by law, fulfilled his obligations. He served every day in prison that he possibly could. The law is wrong, but it is the law. And everybody's just going to have to abide by that.
Jack McCann, Sheriff of Craighead County, Arkansas. Sheriff McCann, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
You're very welcome. You have a good day.
Day to Day returns in a moment. I'm Alex Chadwick.